This is the driver's seat for Kubota. Together, we are building Australia.
Great to have your company on the driver's seat. We do it thanks to Kubota. Together, we're building Australia. Right now, it's time for our feature interview. Thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask your mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. It's not often when we get a guest on, they bring their own hashtag with them. But I was actually talking to Dean while we were teeing up the conversation. And he's like, what hashtag? I have no idea what he was talking about. But yes, Primetime Heritage is the hashtag that is being used by Motorsport Australia Rally Championship on their socials. And he was referred to as the shock jock as well. But let's actually see if all these actually live up to the hype. Because please welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only Dean Heritage.
Hey. Hey, fellas. How are we?
It's shock
clearly not
jock.
Me, because I don't even know what a hashtag is. My kids will have to tell me later.
So. Prime time. That's not a bad... Because I've had some hashtags stated about me before, and I'm sure Stevie J has, and none of them has been as good as prime time. Usually hashtag fat bastard or something like that. That's what I normally get.
Well, mine's former rally driver. Hashtag former rally driver. So maybe that's what it's about. I'm talking about it more than doing it nowadays.
Used to be crazy. Hashtag used to be crazy.
Well, we're all former, Dean. We're all formers, mate. We're all formers in this room. Don't worry about that. We're
could have,
one
have,
of us
should
is
have,
a legend.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
well, that stuff. Only one of them in there. Isn't that funny how you call me crazy, and yet us rally drivers, we think we're pretty sane, and we get this really interesting tag by you circuit boys.
Well, mate, I saw the onboard footage of Shane Van Gisbergen in New Zealand winning his first time out in a rally car, and I genuinely felt sick after watching his onboard stuff. That you rally guys are mental.
Yeah, it's funny how there's no sand traps, there's no runoff areas or walls on the right angle. There's big gum trees and big drops half the time. So, yeah, isn't that funny? We think we're sane, and... yet you do. I do now look at them getting older at some vision and do sit back, particularly WRC or someone who's really on their game, and go, ooh, I'm glad I'm not in there. But I wouldn't sit next to myself saying that. The craziest people with the craziest job is the co-drivers. They've literally got a pace notebook to hold on to, and that's it.
Yeah, 100%. They are nuts. And half the time, they're not even watching what they're about to hit. So
maybe that's a smart thing.
Yeah, speaking of hitting, Dino... there's a rally coming up, and it's just been announced, though, that, you know, obviously with the year that's gone on and how tough it's been, no Australian Rally Championship this year.
Yeah, sadly, despite the best efforts of everybody, obviously lots of categories around the, you know, around the country, around the world have struggled. We definitely have in rally land. It's been really difficult to try and pin a whole season together. You know, it's one of the fantastic things about the Australian Championship is going to each state and the different... style of roads and events that get delivered to us. Obviously, in this case, when we've been going through what we've been going through for 12 months, it's been hard to put a calendar together. In the early part, they tried and they pushed and they shifted, and eventually it came to nothing. And I think that's why the event happening next weekend, you know, the NatCat Rally, everyone's craving, everyone's super excited about it. And it's almost become a qualifying session and a bit of a show-off for 2020 to see who can get some points on the board. So fingers crossed it all still goes together and they've got a great entry, and obviously something that we're all looking forward to seeing how it unfolds.
And that rally, as you say, is next week. Molly Taylor's on the list with her co-driver, Dale Moscott. Harry Bates is on the list. Is there anyone else that's sort of sat out at the end of what's been a hard season? Have people just gone, no, I'm not going to do it? Or has everyone pretty well signed up for this one?
Most people have signed up, probably from what we saw regularly in 2019. Something like John O'Dowd here in Perth hasn't been able to get his car across. Most state championships have been at a run in some form. So there's been a bit of rallying going on, but at state level, it means the state competitive, state rounds have been very competitive and well thought up. I mean, obviously, you know, not only Harry and Molly who are running in there, Dale's obviously alongside Molly. They have been a partnership before, but of course her regular co-driver, Malcolm Reed, couldn't come across from New Zealand. So even they're sort of joining forces to make this work. Lewis Bates is in there, Tom Clark, Luke Anear, which is exciting in his R5 car. Chris Higgs comes back. And then even Tony Quinn, the ever-vessant Tony Quinn's running a WRC2 car, a Ford Fiesta. So that'll be exciting to see how he goes in a current model car like that. So no, great field of people. And we haven't even got to Andrew Penny and Brennan Rees and Troy Dowell and all those, JJ Hatton. So great, great field. So there'll be plenty to watch.
Hey, Dino, speaking of being crazy and scared at the same time, how would you feel being Dale Moskett sitting next to Molly Taylor now after she's been on that SAS show? You must be packing it, thinking that if I make a mistake here, she is just going to absolutely, I'm not going to be walking home for sure.
You're going to be drilled. I think most co-drivers are in fear of that with drivers anyway, because the classic phrase is that co-drivers can't win it for you, but they can lose it, and that's obviously a tongue-in-cheek thing. But no, hasn't Molly been going dynamite representing us rally folk in that program? That's pretty hardcore. Imagine us guys having a crack at that.
No, thanks.
No. You could not pay me, and especially this week when they.
How's about Molly snoring?
Oh mate, have you seen the snoring?
That is SAS material right there. That would scare off any enemies. 100%.
I haven't spoken to her since that aired. I think she'd be horrified knowing Molly like I do. But anyway,
I think she'd be absolutely horrified
amongst the ranks. But anyway, maybe 20 years ago for me, but.
And it was when they put them in the water during the week, in the icy water, that you had to then go into that sort of ice tunnel and come up. I was saying to Mrs. Mack up until that point, yeah, babe, I reckon I could do that with a bit of training. I could do this. I could muck in. I could hike. I can do all that sort of stuff. As soon as they went Arctic waters and you got to swim underneath it through an ice tunnel, I'm out. Have my number. I am done. There is no way.
But you do have to cope with extreme conditions in race cars at the end of the day as well, don't you? And be focused. You know, whether you're talking enduros for you guys, rallying for us. So, yeah, mate.
You're talking about Maddie here, mate. There is no. What would you call it? There's no extreme anything in Matt's car. It's got a bar in it. I mean, it's like literally, it's got a cool suit, and it's got aircon. Yep. He's got those little USB fans stuck on the dash, you know, that you have in front of your computer.
Yep. Mate, if I don't have a cool suit and a helmet fan, I don't care what the temperatures are outside. Right, okay. I'm not getting in the car.
Yeah,
Hollywood Matt.
Yeah, Hollywood Matt. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mate, I've seen him sit at home in the heat of like middle of summer, and he's made his own cool suit esky. He just sits on his lounge with his cool suit on.
Yeah.
That's a freak.
You got to be careful running a rig like this that it doesn't overheat, mate. Let me tell you. Let me give you the strong tip.
Love it.
Hey, let's get back to rallying. That's exactly right. The body is a temple. It's a 500-year-old tourist attraction that's been run down and broken. The RSEA Motorsports The RSEA Safety Motorsport Australia Rally Cup. It involves 16 stages over 126 Ks. It's pretty well in place of the championship, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And this uses some really iconic roads or areas that Canberra is synonymous with. One of the great things about Canberra and rallying is that, you know, we're so close to the CBD running in some of those traditional type stages. I had a bit of a look at the list. There's some, you know, 20-odd kilometre stages through places like Timpimbilla and East West and those sorts of stages, which I always really loved. There's always been, Canberra's generally been separated sort of by across town with very different style of stages. These are all across what I'd call the traditional. When you think of some of the old Castrol rallies and the likes of Colin Bond and stuff and the mineshaft, it's those style of roads. So they are really difficult roads. So, you know, being out of the seat for a while, just doing state level and coming into here with a, you know, literally sprint style of event on some tough roads, it's going to be hard going. And I can't wait to see how it unfolds because I think it's going to be super competitive. Remembering that not only this year's been a bit of a disaster to get events up, but we lost our final round of the 19 championship, which was supposed to be Rally Australia, big finale, and of course the fires hit. So for an ARC level with an entry list like this, we haven't seen it for almost 18 months. And put together this season, we're supposed to run a new control tyre. We're still waiting to see how the Hoosiers go with the likes of these cars on these roads with these drivers. So, it's going to be fascinating.
Well, so Dean, let's move on from, not so much from the rally, but we know what's going to happen next weekend. But, you know, you look at Queensland now and you look at the whole aspect of the country at the moment. Queensland just had a full stadium for State of Origin. Victoria's had 20 days of zero cases of COVID. WA are relaxing their borders in the new year. South Australia, though, is going through a brutal six-day lockdown to stamp out the local cluster that they've got there. With all that in mind, most of the country seems to be emerging pretty good from the pandemic. And, you know, which means obviously the 2021 rally calendar with obviously the National Capital Rally kicking off in March. Do you think that we're going to actually see possibly a World Rally Championship round here next year in 2021, maybe at Coffs Harbour? Or do you think that's going to be another 18 months away?
I think it was, well, we weren't on the radar for 2020, but at the moment, obviously, the WRC have gone through the exact same struggle. You know, we don't run like Formula One where you can create that bubble, and we've all been obviously really enjoying the F1, almost like nothing's changed apart from no crowds in the stands. So, you know, the WRC has been cut short, pulled and trotted from different countries all over the place. And I mean, I read somewhere that, you know, one of the, you know, the WRC rally commentators in Colin Clark, he suggested, hey, let's go to Australia and New Zealand and start our championship off there and even do it. So we're not on the radar. We're a long way from Europe where it all sort of happens. But with what's going on over there, look, never say never. It's going to be difficult to get, you know, a championship up from the WRC point of view. You know, more locally, as you say, you know, apart from WA playing pretty hardball with the borders, by the way, mate. I've been stuck here for, I don't know how long. My family now ready to kick me out, by the way. So, look, I just think it's a difficult time for everyone, and everyone is absolutely doing their best. So I think, you know, that what is great, though, is when the events get up, whether they be state, whether they be Australian Championship, they're really well supported. You know, our support, our rallies rely heavily on volunteers and road closures and stuff. And I guess as I was alluding to with the WRC, you know, we're literally out amongst the, whether it be the mountainside or the forest or the snow, and we're in a, you know, like a clover leaf style of event. We're not a stadium event. So, you know, that's what makes our sport fascinating and awesome and why we love it. But in these sort of circumstances, make it difficult to get, one, rallies up, and then, two, get championships together. So, look, fingers crossed, lots still going on. And, geez, it must be some difficult meetings to be had. Like I said, I support whatever happens because I just think there's been so much work by all the organisers and by the teams putting together. Yeah, let's hope we get some motorsport up. Like I said, we got some stuff hopefully happening next weekend, which will be really exciting to see how it all travels. And hopefully these teams are then looking forward to putting together a fantastic, you know, 2021 championship. You know, we've got, you know, RESA, as you say, coming on board from the support point of view. So, you know, we want to back in some of those and have a magnificent championship next year as well with any luck. So,
and we're very happy that RSEA Safety Motorsport, a safety, I can't do it.
RSEA Someone's Safety.
Thank you. Someone has got to come to, and do a different name for that, because that's too much. As a commentator, that is too much of a mouthful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm supposed to be doing when I'm out in the rallies. I've got to start practicing that myself, actually. We love their support, but it is, there's so many acronyms in there. It's hard work. It's the RSEA. Australian Rally
Championship.
There you go.
Safety.
Yeah.
RSEA.
So,
anyway.
RSEA. They're big supporters of the St Kilda Footy Football Club. So
I didn't know footy was that hard to say.
St Kilda hard to say, Nimsy.
Notice how I got the sponsor name right, but I've buggered up the actual sport. But anyway. But hey, look, Dino. One thing that has been good to sort of see, and we're getting in some feedback on the text machine too. A couple of people have gone and said, you know, the lack of crowds in Canberra seems to be a bit of a joke. And I think that's pretty much across the board in motorsport, that everyone's just like, you know, we can actually spread out and at a track. It's probably one of the safest places to be. But even though there's going to be no crowds, the support for the Capital Rally next weekend is just through the roof at the moment.
Yeah, it is. And as you say, it is difficult. They've just sort of announced we can't have spectators out there. And it does seem fairly crazy and flies in the face of, as Steve Jay just said, you know, having a full capacity crowd. I think one of the difficult parts, though, is, you know, we even had that at a local level here in WA where we were running the likes of Targa West, a huge event down on the foreshore, plenty of people, and then our smaller state rally had to really adhere to limited crew numbers even at certain shires. Yes. And when it was explained to me by the organisers, there's so much paperwork going on in the background that whenever it got ticked off or signed off, it's hard to adjust and change it. So, look, it's obviously difficult for the spectators, and Canberra's normally really well, you know, subscribed in regards to local support. So it'll be a shame not to have them out there. But I think at the end of the day, we all understand and just we'll be happy to see it from afar and see how it travels. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting.
It's less than, it's not this weekend, the following week. It's going to be a barnstormer to see. And I've been watching, like, on the social media, drivers are getting up to a fair bit of fun in quarantine. It seems like there's a point in the 14 days that everyone sort of loses their mind. And so they're going to be just balls to the wall when it comes next weekend.
No, absolutely. And it is, it's like normally we're trying to piece together a whole season or whatever else. And I was chatting to Molly the other day, and I said, I mean, even though at ARC level, you're always driving flat out, there will be this thing where tomorrow doesn't matter a little bit. So, and like you said, being not quite match fit, be interested to see the cars go on the new tyres. It is literally our qualifying. This is our sort of top 10 shootout, you might say, over a couple of days. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. And look, we're excited to see some sort of national level motorsport going on, which is great.
The phrase
hashtag win, full send in the rally. Full send. Who knows about tomorrow? New tyres, cold brains. Hashtag.
Don't
full
quote
send.
Me on that when you hand the keys back to the team and say, "Well, Dean said send. There's no tomorrow. We've got the whole season to do that." Yeah, that's not a team manager thing, is it?
Well, Dino, mate, we appreciate you jumping on board. Hopefully, when things sort of ease up a little bit, we can actually see you leave WA and be at some of these events, and hopefully we'll have an uninterrupted calendar, touch wood, next year. But mate, it's always a great pleasure to get you on board the driver's seat, and we couldn't go a season without having your voice on the show, so thanks for jumping on board.
No worries, guys. Thought you'd forgotten about me. Happy to be back on board and talk to you. Speak soon.
We could never forget the man that actually told us what Toyota Gazoo Racing meant, can we, boys?
Absolutely. And how can you forget a guy that's got the hashtag primetime? Hashtag prime time. Very, very funny. You there, Nimsy?
I'm here.
That's all right. You weren't laughing.
I wasn't. I know I wasn't laughing either, Nimsy. I was looking at Matty.
That was like a stand-up comedian that had full crickets after a game.
Yeah, and he's like,
"Thank you, boys."
He's like cracking himself up, and he's all red in the face.
I can't
and
wait
he's,
on this.
He's just waiting for the. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, no.
And never got it.
Now I know how a stand-up feels. No good. You guys are no good.
Got Chris has texted in, ridiculous, they had 50K packed in at Suncorp Stadium last night. And another one from Darren, what a joke. No local transmissions of the virus in ACT since July 11th, and we can't stand in open air space to watch.
Garbage, isn't it, Chris and Darren? Absolute garbage.
I know, I agree. And I don't understand it.
No.
Like, we don't understand Bathurst.
No.
You know, we don't understand. I don't.
5,000 at Bathurst and then 35,000 at the NRL Grand Final next week. It's just garbage. Mm. I don't get it.
But look, let us know what you think. 0433 98 11 16. A big thank you to Dino for jumping on board. Always love getting him on the show. But we'll get to some of your texts because they've been coming in thick and fast. You're listening to The Driver's Seat. We do it thanks to Kubota. For over 40 years, we've been making tomorrow matter. And together, we're building Australia.